This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Israel's parliament voted Wednesday to back Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's declaration opposing the unilateral creation of a Palestinian state following growing international calls for the revival of efforts to reach a two-state solution to end the decades-long conflict.
Such an attempt will only endanger Israel and will prevent the genuine peace that we all seek. Peace can only be achieved after we achieve total victory over Hamas and through direct negotiations between the parties, direct negotiations without preconditions.
Opposition leader Yair Lapid said the entire move was a political stunt by Netanyahu. Lapid accused the prime minister of making up a threat that does not exist. A vote on a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war by British lawmakers Wednesday descended into chaos. VOA's Alexis Strope has more.
UK lawmakers have called for a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war, but the move came after dozens of lawmakers walked out of the House of Commons in protest at how the vote was handled on Wednesday. Parliament descended into chaos as legislators from the government and an opposition party accused Commons Speaker Lindsay Hoyle of upending parliamentary procedure. Lawmakers approved a call for a, quote, immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza amid angry scenes and walkouts. Hoyle apologized afterwards for the chaos. The political mayhem is a sign of how the conflict has divided Britain's politicians and public. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Brazil said global institutions are not up to the job of solving the world's biggest crises. Foreign Minister Mauro Vieira made the bleak assessment Wednesday at the start of the two-day meeting of foreign ministers from the Group of 20 Nations in Rio de Janeiro. Vieira cited the failure of the UN Security Council to prevent or halt conflicts such as those playing out in Ukraine and the Gaza Strip, which he called an unacceptable paralysis. This is VOA News. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva is calling for reforms of the UN and other institutions such as the World Trade Organization and multilateral banks. Foreign ministers of the world's 20 rich and developing nations are gathering this week to lay the groundwork for the group's November summit in Rio. Military rulers in the West African nation of Mali have told rebels they need to lay down their arms and face the justice system in order to participate in nationwide peace talks. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Late last month, the ruling junta issued a decree to establish a committee to organize national peace and reconciliation talks. That was a day after it ended a 2015 peace deal with Tuareg separatist rebels. Mali has been plagued by violence since 2012. Militants hijacked an uprising by Tuareg groups. Insurgents linked to Al-Qaeda and Islamic State have gone on to kill thousands of civilians in violence that has spread to neighboring Burkina Faso and Niger.
That was Reuters correspondent David Doyle. A retired Roman Catholic bishop appeared in court in Western Australia Thursday on charges of sexual offenses against children, including two counts of rape. A court spokesperson declined to say whether Christopher Saunders had entered a plea. Western Australian police said Child Abuse Squad detectives charged an unidentified 74-year-old man with 19 offenses, including 14 of unlawful and indecent assault and 3 of a person in authority indecently dealing with a child. Saunders retired in 2020 after the allegations emerged. A police investigation at the time found insufficient evidence to charge him. Pope Francis accepted his resignation in 2021. He has previously denied any wrongdoing. Scientists have discovered new clues about how Alzheimer's disease slowly and quietly ravages the brain long before any symptoms appear. Here's AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
A new study offers a closer look at the domino-like sequence of brain changes that lead to Alzheimer's disease. A large study in China tracked middle-aged and older adults for 20 years using regular brain scans, spinal taps, and other tests. People who eventually developed Alzheimer's had higher levels of an Alzheimer's-linked protein in their spinal fluid 18 years prior to diagnosis. Every few years after that, the study detected another so-called biomarker of brewing trouble. Scientists don't know exactly how Alzheimer's forms. An early sign is a sticky protein called beta amyloid, which over time builds up into brain-clogging plaques. It's not enough alone to damage memory, but abnormal tau protein that forms neuron-killing tangles is one of several co-conspirators. The findings have no practical implications yet, but it offers a timeline for how these abnormalities pile up. I'm